This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Tass.
Macca, thank you. As our last one of our listeners has said, words have meanings. I think that's very true.
They do, and we're gonna get to a very interesting word just in a moment, aren't we?
We're actually going to move away from words in some respects. Our next guest is from Monash University. We have Dr. Nicole Carms in the studio. Good morning, Nicole.
Hello there.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. Nicole, you've been working on a very interesting piece of work. You have developed a gender equality and inequality real-time interactive map.
That is correct.
Now, what the hell does all that mean?
So I work at the Monash University XYX Lab, and we're a research lab that's dedicated to thinking about gender and urban spaces and places. And with CrowdSpot, which is a mapping, social equity mapping organisation, we've been contracted by the Victorian state government to pilot this gender equality map. And it's really thinking about how Victorians can plot different locations and experiences of gender equality and inequality.
So all genders?
Mm-hmm. All genders, which is quite remarkable and we think, from what we can tell, a world first.
Wow. Mm. And have you actually done some work in trying to define genders?
Well, look, at the moment, the way that the Victorian state government is thinking about this is that we know that local governments and councils really need to think very carefully about what gender might mean in their communities. And we've seen a lot of work, particularly around women and girls, but not really something that has addressed broadly LGBTI communities and also all ages as well. So I think that we're really interested to uncover what the communities themselves and how they see gender in their communities. And at the moment it's being piloted in Darebin and Milton, with the idea that it could roll out through the whole of Victoria. So we're focused on those communities at the moment and the gendered experiences in those communities.
Wow.
I can almost hear, people, politicians of a particular persuasion who are going to say, this is, virtue signalling, or this is another plot of the left. Reality is, this is an important project, because it's actually going to map what Victoria is and where those people are or where those genders are.
Well, I'm going to challenge that a little bit, Macca. Is it actually going to record where things are at, or is it just going to record, not just, but is it going to record people's experience? So in a sense, it'll never be a complete map.
No.
It'll be just the data that is brought forward and populated.
Mm. Look, I think I have such interesting conversations around these kinds of issues, because one of the things that comes up when we talk about crowd mapping, and it's essentially a crowd mapping tool. Okay. So you use a web-based interface to either in your phone or on a computer to log on, and you anonymously locate an experience, and it's a geolocative experience. So you can really plot very specifically where something's happening to you.
Like in a milk bar?
Well, hopefully not in businesses, but like on a street corner or right. at a train station or in a park. But the thing that I think is really important...
Well, that's interesting. So public facilities and services, but not private?
No, so it's about thinking about urban spaces and places,
right.
But also social public infrastructures.
Right.
So we would say that public transport is within the remit of the map, but we would avoid kind of people making comments on businesses, etc. So we're really focused on thinking about our shared experiences of urban public places. But what I was going to say is that one of the things that comes up is that, well, you need to have access to that phone and that web browser
right.
to be able
yes.
to plot your experience. So, and if we're thinking about this idea of all genders, all ages, well, the age thing might be a bit of a problem. So we're really working very closely with those communities, so Darebin and Melton, to make sure that we do access or try to access as broad amount of the population as possible. But it's not a foolproof tool. But I think that it does surface stories that we haven't heard before, and that's a really important part of what this can do.
How, Nicole, how is this going to assist government? I mean, I can think of a number of ways, you know, in service, whether that's local, state and possibly federal. How's it going to help them in the delivery of services, but also understanding, I suppose, the communities in which those services are being provided? Is that what this is about, or one of the things this is about?
I think that's a really good question, Macca. But I think there's a piece that's missing for me, and that is, if you could maybe give us some examples you know, what might appear on this map, and then perhaps we go back to Macca's question. Sorry to interrupt, but I just think I'm still trying to understand what this might look like before we understand what the impact of it might be.
Yeah, I think that's a really, really good point. And so this morning I jumped onto the map to have a look at what people were announcing, particularly about LGBTI examples that I could kind of bring in this morning. And I should say that it's a live map, so we can all see what other people are saying, and you can comment and agree and disagree with particular people. But some of the things I pulled out...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you can... what's wonderful is that you can actually see other people's comments. And so there were a lot more in Darebin than in Milton, which I think is probably not surprising. And one of the really interesting things about the project is that very different two communities that we're working with the pilot on. So a couple of examples that I pulled out in Darebin was someone commenting on a particular program that was a music program for young people that seemed to focus on all genders, which they thought was very, very positive. Another example was that the Reservoir Leisure Centre had particular kinds of swim nights that were trans-inclusive, and they felt that that was a very positive aspect of that. There are lots of comments where there are non-binary bathrooms, and also lots of comments where there are not non-binary bathrooms. So these are the kinds of issues that people are plotting. So you can see that relationship between public amenity and urban places.
So they're very good examples. Maybe
I understand that better. In terms of, so how big's the project currently? And you know,
two LGAs.
So it's the two LGAs, that's right, so Darebin and Milton, and it opened late October and it's going through until February. And one of the things that I did want to say, because you were asking about how will government and local government, federal government use this information, and so I'm by training an architect, and the people in my laboratory are designers and architects and urban researchers, and so our job is to actually synthesise all this data. So we look for tendencies, hotspots.
Yep.
It's not about single stories, but about finding agreement and collaboration of particular stories, because then what we do is we say, here you go, let's advocate for this kind of change. We think you should spend the money like this. So this is the kind of advocacy that I think this kind of data can do.
That's remarkable.
So Nicole, what's to stop people from running I'm just looking at the website now.
Yeah.
What's to stop individuals from running campaigns on issues, given that it is anonymous and you don't know who is engaged and commenting?
So my collaborator, Anthony Ainsberg at Crowdspot, who developed the technology and the app, we're kind of looking at that information all the time, and I would suggest that you can see when multiple, even though it's anonymous, you can see because of particular keys when multiple people make multiple comments. And we know this because we actually have to deal with trolling and things like that. So I would suggest that that would come under his remit around kind of seeing multiple comments and entries from single devices.
Yes.
I may not be using exactly the right language and terminology, but I think that's a really excellent question. Fortunately, it hasn't happened. But I do actually think that...
Well, it's just a very interesting comment here where somebody says the signs at a particular a train station are a particular colour, which they say is the colour of oppression and patriarchal tyranny. And then there's...
I read that too.
And then there's, do you agree with this comment? I agree, oh, that's good, or I disagree. So, you know, it's a very easy way to gather views about things, but they are also going to be very limited by the number of people who are aware of this particular technology and device and tool and platform to engage in it.
But I mean, so, you have to start somewhere, don't you, Nicole? I mean, you know, it's a learning experience as you do this with these two local governments. You know, you will learn, and then you say, okay, well, if we're going to expand it, we can do this and we can incorporate this. Because the information that's coming back, of course, some of it, you know, people with a particular barrow to push will do. But at the end of the day, everyone has a view and they're entitled to that view. And to share that view is part of the process. And to map it and to use the data to inform. I think it's pretty exciting. I mean, it'll be challenging, but I think it's pretty exciting and, you know, an incredible initiative.
And if we do get to see it roll out through the whole of Victoria, I think that there's a great capacity for us to really advocate for thinking about gender and public places and spaces.
Yeah, so it's been running since October. What's sort of the time frame? And
so it's opened until the end of February, and then our job at the XYX Lab at Monash is to really synthesise all of that data, make the information really transparent for the people that have been involved, and then to really push hard to make sure that it goes to the whole of Victoria, which is our...
Well, we'd like to ask you back. I mean, I assume you have to present it to the government, and they're paying for it so they get to see it first.
Sure.
But once you're able to come on and talk to us about it, I'd love to have that discussion.
Yeah, sounds great.
You know, to see what it shows up, what surprising things.
There's always some surprising things.
Yeah.
So, Nicole, for any of our listeners who may be either in Darebin or Melton or might be travelling through Darebin or Melton.
Yeah, that's right. You don't have to live in the area. You can work there or just move through.
How can they participate in populating data?
So you can just search gender equality map or go to vic.gov gender equality map, and it's really simple. You don't have to make a password or anything. You just plot experiences and stories that you're having in particular places, and we would really love
been in those cities to actually plot your story, or could you have, say, been to Melton, had an experience, come back home to Footscray, and then just do it from there?
Yep. So the map is limited, so we'll only let you kind of drop pins is what we call it, drop a pin in those particular areas. But as I say, you could have passed through there. You don't have to be a council member or community member. Just any experiences that you've had in those areas.
Nicole, thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
Very interesting project, very exciting. I agree with Maka. We'd love to learn more about it once you've actually had a bit more time and the next stage begins to unfold.
Great. I look forward to it.
Excellent.
Thank you very much. That was Dr. Nicole Carms from Monash University, from the XYX Lab.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.